This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Europe is recording a surge in coronavirus infections and deaths. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Last week, the World Health Organization said Europe had reported a record weekly high of nearly 700,000 cases and said the region was responsible for about a third of cases globally. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain account for about half of all the new cases in the region. WHO says new measures being taken across Europe, including new requirements on face mask wearing, a nighttime curfew in France, and limited lockdowns in parts of Britain, are absolutely essential to stop COVID-19 from overwhelming hospitals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Poland is opening a field hospital at Warsaw's landmark National Stadium and will bring in the army to handle drive-through coronavirus testing facilities amid a surge in new infections that threatens to overwhelm the healthcare system. Officials said the Law and Justice government was in talks with private medical facilities to provide beds and wards for coronavirus patients and planned to double the base salaries of state health workers. Meanwhile, the head of Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party has to go into quarantine after coming into contact with a person infected with the coronavirus, the state news agency said Monday. The news agency quoted a party spokesperson saying Poland's chief decision maker was feeling well and would work from home. South Africa has reduced the number of countries on its high-risk COVID-19 list by more than half to 22 from 60, the government said Monday. Germany was among the notable additions to the register. The only people from high-risk countries allowed entry are business travelers, holders of critical skills visas, investors, and people on international missions. This is VOA News.